Okay, joined by Martin O'Sullivan, the Mona Gay manager after back-to-back county titles. Matt, Martin, how does that sound, back-to-back?
It sounds great. To be honest, we didn't speak about back-to-back until we got to the final this week. And like you can't at this level because every team is so even. I know that we got through it unbeaten, but every game was a battle. And until we got through Wednesday night with Bylanders, as you know, Matt, it was an absolute battle. We spoke about nothing about back-to-back until we got here today, and the first that was mentioned of it was when we got to the dressing room here. But it's brilliant to do it. The girls, that's all they deserve. They're unbelievable.
At the end of that third quarter, you're a point down, then you get a sin bin. You're a player down. Larry O'Connor has to spend 10 minutes in the bin. But you come out of that period, I know it went 49-13 as well, but you came out of that period, I think, in the lead.
Yeah.
Tremendous from the girls in St. Helens, all the momentum coming out of half time. But your girls, they steadied up, they got the scores, they won the possession. It was a phenomenal period. That's probably, in my own opinion, where the game was won.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think maybe a little bit of adversity to the girls kind of said, okay, we got to start digging in here, because first half, look, to be quite honest, our work rate wasn't good enough. And I thought when the first in bin happened, everyone kind of, got their heads around that they had to put in 100% work, and it did. We got a few turnovers, got a couple of scores, and that seemed to swing the momentum our way. Then, ALB's kind of looked like that they were starting to come back into it just before the sin bin, but it was just one of those strange phenomenons of football that when we went down the player, we started to dig in more and it opened up a little bit of space for us, and we got the couple of scores that were vital at the time.
Yeah, there were some well-taken scores to push it out to three, but I suppose the defensive work is where the game was really won down the stretch. I don't think Aylby's had a shot maybe in the last 5 or 6 minutes of play, certainly a shot of note. You really got back, flooded with numbers, good communication around the team. I guess as a coach, that's what you're looking for.
Well, I mean, that's what we do. We train two nights a week. We spend a lot of that time working on defence. I know you have to get forward and get scores as well, but the defensive work that James and especially James Kelly does is just unbelievable. The girls, I think you could put them into any county setup in the country, and they'd do a job defensively. They're that good.
Yeah, you've obviously gone back to back now. The last four or five championships, someone has just pointed out to us there, I think we're all decided by effectively a score. It shows that there's very, very little in this from being, I suppose, contenders to actual champions. And you've managed to eke out two close five finals in a row now. I guess that's just a testament to what the character in the squad.
It's character and it's mental strength. It's everything. The girls have it all. I mean, we put it up to them at half time to dig it out, and they didn't do what we know that they can do in the first half. They did in the second half. And that's just the character of the girls. They never give up. I think Matt probably, you'd probably realise from Wednesday night, we looked like we were beaten on Wednesday night, and we dug in, got over the line, and I think probably that little bit of battle hardened got us over the line here as well today.
What will the celebrations be like tonight?
They'll be good. They'll be good, but we have to temper them a little bit because we've Camogie semi-final next weekend, so most if not all the girls are involved in that as well. So look, we'll enjoy tonight, we'll definitely celebrate. You don't win counties too often, but we'll be back to the drawing board again probably Tuesday evening.
Martin, of course there's a new target now of 3 in a row.
Yeah, well, to be honest, Matt, the first target now is whoever we're playing in 2 weeks' time in the Munster Championship. 3 in a row will start next March or April or whenever we go back training. I know it'd be a great thing to do. We'll definitely be trying to do it, but our target now, see how far we can get in the Munster Championship. We were beaten in the final last year. We thought we left it behind us, and we'll hopefully give a good account ourselves against the Kerry champions again in 2 weeks' time.
Martin, the preparation for the final was anything but perfect in that you had to play a semi-final with extra time on Wednesday night before facing the final today 4 days later.
Yeah, and look, I know. Look, it wasn't ideal, and look, I'd be as critical as anyone at the county board, but look, they got it done eventually. I know it wasn't ideal. We probably looked a bit leggy in the first half, and that was probably a lot of, probably why we couldn't put in that work rate. But look, it's not easy. But to be honest, we didn't even train during the week. The girls did a bit of Camogie training on Thursday evening. We decided not to train for the rest of the week. Had a bit of a meeting last night and just went through what we went through. But look, again, we go back to it. It's the character. Character and mental strength of the girls. That's what got us over the line today, because they were physically tired.
Congratulations. Thank you. Enjoy the celebration.
Thank you, Matt.